Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Tuesday, October 31st, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Page of Swords, and this one comes to us from Tarot Disassembled by artist Jennifer Stidley. First, I want to say Happy Halloween to those who celebrate, and we are closing out another month. Only 2 months remain in 2023. I don't want to talk about all the things I have coming out for your listening pleasure in the next couple of months because I don't want to jinx myself. But we will talk about what's going on today. A trine between Venus and Uranus, which I mentioned yesterday. And we also have a Gemini moon, so it's more social. With the Gemini energy, it's not that, how can I put it? It requires more intelligent conversation and not things where people are being silly, that type of thing. So I would think if there was a chance meeting with someone today which sparked romance, you would be more inclined to be attracted to the person who could hold a witty conversation. Her page, of course, is a messenger and is just literally chomping at the bit, you know, wanting to do what? Well, first of all, it's an air card, just like our Gemini moon. So there's a lot going on here. The curiosity of a Gemini exists within this card. When you meet people today, speak with people today, you might find that curiosity wants to know a little more about them, right? Perhaps get to know them. But I somehow get the feeling that there is more to this, all right? Have you listened to my November Love and Finance yet? Because tomorrow will be November the 1st. And let me tell you, it's a wild ride of a month. You know, we passed the eclipses. We got rid of the personal planet retrogrades. And yet, November is a month to, you know, really navigate twists and turns. This page feels ready. Ready to tackle whatever comes up. Does that mean that we get it all right throughout the month of November? And that everything runs smoothly? I highly doubt it. But to have the energy that this page possesses, to want to be able to tackle the hard stuff. Ah, here we go again. Once again, we're talking about Saturn, the hard stuff. And it's time. It's time to dig in and to do what needs to be done. Now, as much as this page wants to do things, it also possesses that scattered energy, just like the Gemini moon. So remember to consult your to-do list, keep your thoughts on track, that kind of thing, because it's very easy to have your attention divided and going in different directions. But I think that desire, that energy within, which is starting to pour out and wants to do things, is absolutely wonderful. And it's exactly what you need to get you going. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.